The next exercise is your do or die commitment. And this is what you do when you're waiting for the universe to catch up. So let's look at my book, Lucky Bitch, again. And, you know, it's funny that I called it Lucky Bitch because even though we're all learning to become lucky and we want it to be effortless, sometimes it doesn't, right? And you actually have to just make things happen in the real world. And sometimes you have to allow things to happen for you. So, you know, once you write the book or once you put in your application or you apply for that scholarship, sometimes you kind of just have to wait. So, but the thing that really drives you forward on that is your do or die commitment. And remember, I said I was going to launch my book on my birthday, and that was the do or die commitment. Some of the other things could have been shifted if I hadn't made that big commitment. So what is your do or die commitment? What is your big audacious goal? What is your big audacious commitment to the universe? What are you committing to and by when? Now remember, put in those layers of accountability, even more than you did last time. It's not enough to commit to your coach. It's not enough to commit to your friend. It's not enough to commit to yourself. It's about making some really big audacious commitment that you just cannot get out of. And that's when you go and you book those tickets and then you have a deadline of when you have to pay them by. You know, go and do, pay that deposit for that thing, that car, that whatever, and just do it. Don't be afraid to put a date on it. Now, when I was, writing Lucky Bitch, and I said to my friend who was going to be my editor, and she said, when you told me 2 weeks ago that you were going to launch it, I really thought you were crazy. I wondered why you did it. You know, why did you make it so difficult for yourself? Why did you do that? And I said, hun, there is no other way for me to have done it. There is no other way it would have happened. If I had a year to write that book, I still would have done it in the last 2 weeks. And I still probably would have done the majority of the work in the last couple of days. If I had 5 years to do it, it still would have happened. So it was do or die for me, and that's how I had to do it. So just pick one do or die that you want to manifest in the next month. And just set those commitments in place. So when the fear and the resistance and the procrastination and the anxiety comes up, there's going to be something bigger to force you to do it. Sometimes that force is actually your big dream. And I always say to my clients, your big dream has to be greater than your fear. So for me, the dream of having a book and, you know, the commitment that I made was bigger than the resistance, because we all have the fear of letting other people down or the fear of public embarrassment or the fear of losing money or time. And so you kind of have to have that skin in the game. You have to know what your pain points are. Is it, you know, public embarrassment? Is it fear of letting people down? Is it the fear of losing deposits and money? And don't think of the easy things that you're just going to do anyway. Write down the goal that you're just going to have to do because it keeps on nagging you. And that's how you constantly expand. That's how life gets bigger, because you practice receiving things in incrementally bigger ways. Every time you do something that scares you, it is going to grow you bigger. It is going to expand your belief of what is possible to manifest into your life. So, you know, I still feel the fear. I can say, oh, it's great, I don't feel the fear anymore. But then next time I do something, the fear will come up again. So when I wrote the book, when I finally published it, pressing the publish button wasn't actually that scary because I was so over it by then. I dealt with all the fear and the lead up and the anxiety, and I just wanted to get it done. So I just said, oh God, here it is. Take it. I don't care anymore. And you know what was so interesting about that is after I put out the book, I didn't want anybody to read it. And I actually had to check in with myself a couple of months later, because every time someone said, I want to read your book, I'd go, oh, please don't read my book. I know there are spelling mistakes in it. I know you're going to hate it. Please do not read my book. So I had to go back to step number one again with my book. Now listen to this. This is why I want you to think step five is always about exploration and expansion. Once I'd done that goal, I had to go back and went, okay, step number one, declutter. What can I declutter around this? I had to look at all my fears around actually having the book out there. that people were going to hate it, that people were going to send me hate emails, that people were going to write bad reviews about it on Amazon, that people were going to email me and say, can I have my money back? That was the shittest book I've ever read in my entire life. So I had to declutter all of those fears. And then I did some more forgiveness work. So I forgave myself for writing the book last minute. I forgave myself for not writing a perfect book. I forgave myself for having spelling mistakes. I forgave myself for rushing it. Then I forgave my book. I forgave my book for not being perfect. And I said, I'm really sorry, book. Please forgive me for, you know, for not being nice to you and treating you like shit and not appreciating you. And it was like my book was this poor little neglected orphan child. And then I went to step number two. What do I want here? Okay, I want to sell a certain amount of copies. I want everybody to be talking about my book. Great. That was step number two. Step number three, surround yourself with positivity. I put a reminder in my phone that popped up every day and says, Denise, congratulations, you've sold 1 million copies. So that's step number three, surround yourself with positivity. Step number four, I started taking action. And because I forgave my book and I felt okay about it, then I started actually telling people about it. I started doing interviews about my book. And you know what? Step number five, being the art of accepting and receiving. When people said, oh, Denise, I love your book. I said, thank you so much. That's made my day. Instead of going, oh, please don't read my book. I'm going to vomit. It feels disgusting. So that's where I want you to get in this stage. And you'll see in your manual, it's like, okay, what's next? You know, you're in the lag space. What else can you go back and do? Can you refine some of those steps? And just get into the space of doing it. Just make it happen no matter what. Now, I've had a lot of people then who get to this stage and they put something out and then they go, oh, I'm so scared to do anything with it. And so, you know, if you've written a book or you've written an article and you've gotten through that fear, well, then take it one step further. Go to the next stage and to make it really exciting for you. I would love if you sent me your commitments. I'd love if you sent me your big, scary, big goal. And, you know, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter and tag me in it. My Twitter name is just @DeniseDT and you can find me on Facebook by just typing in Denise Duffield Thomas, because I will help you. I will help you with the vibes. I will believe you. When you tell me your big audacious goal, I will believe you, gorgeous. And the more people you tell, the more that you'll believe as well. So that is our last step. Get really good at receiving. Really go for it. Step into the place. Step into the fear and just go through the steps one by one. You'll be able to bypass it and you'll be able to manifest absolutely everything that you want. And when it hasn't manifested, go back to step number one. It works every time. I promise you. So gorgeous. This is your host, Denise Duffield Thomas, sending you a big hug throughout time and space. This is me signing off on step five of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula. I hope you have a beautiful week, a beautiful life, and please keep in touch so I can help you manifest even bigger and better. I wish the best of everything for you because you deserve it. So that's lots of love, luck, and abundance from me, from Denise.